Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
72160. I need to ask you a question first before we get started on this. What do you sell?
We're a call center. We service over 300 plus companies. So if you're calling
okay.
in and
all right. Well, that won't help. That didn't help. Well, these are charges that I had on my credit card, and I didn't know what it was. I never, you know, that's why I asked you what kind of business it was. That didn't help. So I guess we'll go on and I'll tell you, go on and ask me what you need, and then we can go from there.
Yes, ma'am. And can I get that zip code one more time?
72160.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Kathleen with a K. Mahfouz, MAHFOUZ is zebra.
I do thank you for that. Okay, and you say you have a charge. How much is the charge?
I have got a mess of stuff here. So I've been working on this for 2 or 3 weeks, and I have not figured it out yet. So I throwed it down on the table last night, and I said, I'll just call and see if somebody can't help me. The name of the charge is from PROVFRCR, and then all one thing together is Better Transform Diet.
And when was the charge?
Well, that one on that particular one is $91.95. I've got two pages full.
Okay, what day were you billed?
This one was on 8/31. I'm trying to start here with the one I ended on last night. Maybe I still have a little bit fresh in my mind. And it's had like two numbers on it, and I'm working off of the bank statement. I wrote this stuff down on paper and tried to match it up and mark it off, and that didn't work. So this one here looks like somebody run out of paper and they've wrote everything in the world on it. So I'm going to work from that. What is that company? What kind of products do they have? Do you know?
Yes, ma'am. You said your first name is Kathleen and your last name is MAHFOUZ?
Correct.
Okay, well, I did locate something in our system, but I show that you were in build and it was for the pulse oximeter.
Hold on just a minute. A what now? What kind of meter?
A pulse oximeter. It
what's that?
Monitors like your oxygen, your heart rate.
Well, I didn't ever order anything like that. But
yes,
I started here. Well, let me explain something to you here, because like I said, I've got it in such a mess now, I don't know. But this stuff here, I started out with the first one that I give you, happened to be a credit. I've got a string of credits here, but also on another several places, I've got charges. But why? I don't guess you've got yours marked off now, if it's been paid, right?
I show that it was never billed to you.
Oh, yeah. I've got
it
here.
It was $6.70. So the
no,
amount
this
that
is
you,
a,
that's what
this
I'm saying.
This is $91.95.
That's what I'm saying, ma'am. That's not. A charge.
And then I've got another one over here that was $6.95, I think, that I figured it was shipping or something, and that's
well,
on another bill, I think.
You may need to contact that telephone number, ma'am, because...
I did. That's the number that I called.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not locating an account with that.
Can you have... Do you have an account for me at all?
No, ma'am, because you were not billed. So it just shows that you attempted to create... One to receive this item. It looks as though a survey.
So I owe you. Okay, maybe this will clear up a lot of stuff. It'll clear me up here. According to you, I owe you a zero balance.
You don't owe us anything. Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
That's what I meant. Because yes. with the
you don't have an account with us, so we weren't able to charge your card. So you don't have an account with us.
Well, I've got a whole bunch of stuff here. Now, this is one on credit. Let's see. But if I don't have that's just for that particular business, though. Transform. One of them has Dyed on it. One of them has Ski on it. But that's all the same company, correct?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, with us, you don't have an account with us. So there's no charges. There's nothing that needs to be owed because the $6.70 was not billed to you. If you have any other charges on your account, you may need to contact your financial institution so they can go over.
They've called me and they told me that they couldn't find out anything about what was on here. And I said, well, how in the hell am I supposed to know if I bought it if I don't even know what it is? You know, that name didn't mean nothing to me. And like I said, there were so many charges. Like I said, I've got $91.95 charged 9 times. They did give me credit back, but there was still some that was left owing. So I thought rather than trying to go through all this and figure out which ones it was, because they didn't put any numbers, you know, any date. The dates are on there, but the dates are not right. That's the dates they were posted when they were bought, and then they would have dates on there and other dates for another stuff, and it just says merchandise returned for the credits. So I didn't know which charge was going to which with no numbers. I said, I used to be a bookkeeper, but it's been 60-something years ago. And used to, you could read your invoice, and you'd know what you bought. Well, nowadays, all these companies have all these other names, and you don't have no idea. I could be buying from the one next door, and she may have United States of America from New York City. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I'm 80 years old, but surely I'm not that crazy that I can't read. But if that's all that you've got, then I'm just going to forget that, and I'm going to mark it off as a zero balance for that particular one. I'm not going through a damn year's worth of stuff trying to figure out which credit goes to which charge, because they add them together and they don't keep anything separate or days or anything. So that is a relief. Would you please put on there that I called or something, that if it comes back a year later that you told me I didn't know anything on February or March the 1st?
Ma'am.
Okay. Oh, this is absolutely driving me. I told my son, I said, this is going to cause me to have a damned heart attack. I said, I've worked on this stuff for 3 weeks, and it's only a year's worth of stuff, and some of them was okay. I've just got about five. What he called the finance company, my credit card company, called me one day, and he said, I don't know what's going on with you, but he said, we got about six pages of charges here, and every one of them, not any of them, are over $9. And he said, you don't ever charge anything like that, small things. And I said, it's not mine. He said, well, we didn't do but two. And he said, we've stopped holding your card. And I thought, well, that's the reason when I went to Walmart this morning, they wouldn't take my credit card. They were holding it because somebody else was charging this other crap. He said, it didn't matter much, but he said, we stopped it. And I've had five new credit cards in the last 6 months. Somebody gets them and starts charging this shit, whatever it is on there. Wish I could find out some way what kind of store it was or where it come from. But you don't have any way of knowing, do you?
No, ma'am, I do not.
And that's the only thing I have is this credit card thing. Well, all righty. At least I got that one taken care of. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You as well. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.